Hello, boys and girls. Are you ready to hear a story? This is Conker, and he will be telling you the story in his native language, Blonix. And I will translate it for you. Let's get started, shall we?
E ugnal flo sau gnisap.
The hare, the fox, and the wolf.
Hugot e do nechul e emek nupo e arach gnitis po no rech.
A hungry wolf was passing through a wood when he came upon a hare sitting up on her hind legs at the foot of an oak tree. He was about to spring upon her when the hare suddenly spoke to him.
Dinich sigil ta et tufo na kau it.
I don't think I can say that many words, so this is what I'm going to do. I'll just kind of summarize it for you. Basically, the hare is telling the wolf that she knows he wants to eat her, but she knows someone who would be especially more delicious than she would.
Risflo estias, I won't tat oi erat nia fetir regna. Dina tat oi erat tuo na hecres for duo. Tu ber feb oi willows em. I kisa yoi tar
no, can you
knit for yim isses.
Dina
remema
tat
tat
I
las eb tub e ertels luftuchum raf roi sisignach. One tuoba e gnorf morf.
Is the story really this long?
Seville e fzof oi sai us.
Wow. All that for this small paragraph? Okay, let's see here. Basically, the wolf was an idiot and believed her and told her to get
Pumup
the fox.
Dina taf
can you, like, not cut
e
me off?
Nech
never mind.
Yukrax. Claw. Fai yoi. Dulors tai mech, nech oi dulor didni leaf tat oi da yirot dinid.
So, what I think he's trying to say is that the hare had her own little scheme. See, apparently the fox had been trying to, like, chase her tail or whatever. And so she wants to get back at him by getting the wolf to go after the fox.
Fight to say. Gisna at
I am telling the story. Just, you know, the cheat sheet version in case any college kids wanna steal this little summary from me. You'll get an A. Continue.
I lulur yap see it xof I to sieve. Ekatin mechmorf sir loch dina. Fai ech evorp at roi gnickel, nach oi revor mech.
The hare sucks up to the fox. She makes it seem as though he's like the best animal in the whole entire world, in that she knows the perfect way to get the fox to follow him. But, oh, not the fox. Right, the wolf. The wolf to follow him, but the fox doesn't trust the hare, because he knows that she's a slimy little scheming
dirtbag!
Yes, thank you, Rain. Dirtbag. Continue, Conker.
Ech, Flo saw yourself, did a rip, yib eset, sedro dna dlat, et erach, at nur no deha.
The fox pretends to actually care about what the hare says. Says he wants to fix up his house and to get out. Meanwhile, the wolf is outside slobbering, just waiting to eat any random old dish that the hare wants to give him, even though she could possibly be trying to poison him.
At it lo fo et zof.
I'm hungry.
Es da divra
et
es dab.
I gotta go pee.
Et flo niama edistuo.
What is he talking about?
Tnu nai.
We're almost done, we're almost done. It goes like this. The hare tried to trick the wolf and the fox, but the fox was a lot smarter than the hare and tricked both the wolf and the hare by setting a booby trap. What happens? Well, the hare gets eaten. The end. And what's the moral of this story?
You just wasted 10 minutes of our lives. Well, we could have been playing in the sandbox.
All right. And that was Miss Voice of an Angel.
Mm-hmm.
And she had cameos in hers. That's perfectly acceptable. I didn't say they couldn't use it. I was actually looking. I wanted more of this style. Like, no, sorry, my mic's really close. I wanted more of this style, like in some other earlier rounds. But I know it's really hard to start working with people, so I really appreciated that. Do you know who? I know who the two people were. Do you know who the two people were? You want to guess?
Well, I'm guessing one was well.
They're both from the show.
I would guess Conker 303 and Sergeant Rain.
Yes, Conker 303 and Sergeant Rain Trooper. And I just
Trooper. I was close. Rain Pepper Trooper. I'm thinking of like the Beatles, Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. You are now.
No, you know too. I have no idea about Sergeant. You know so much, Cassie. It's like you automatically make these connections.
I do.
I think that's so cool though. Like that right there, like, instantly makes me really like this submission. The fact that she used, like, other people from past rounds. Anyway, okay. On to her actual thing. I really liked this. I liked her style, what she did with it, how she had the, you know, the class in the beginning, and, like, how she had the translator. Like, you know how we commented on Bright's how she should wait and do the translating? I think she did that waiting that we were looking for, or I was looking for. One minor thing. In the beginning, it was like she was talking to kids, and she was really into it, and it was good. But towards the end, she lost that, and it was more like she didn't really care about the story. It was like talking to a college student or, like, you know, cheat sheets. And, like, I know Ambi or, like, anyone who's worked with kids will tell you that, you know, when you're talking to kids, you got to, like, really be into it, like, 100%, like, over-exaggerative, or else you're gonna lose their interest. And I think, like, sometimes it kind of works like that with being entertaining, too. Like, you have to be into it. If you're not, if you're just like, yeah, whatever, and I think this happened, you know, then you're gonna kind of lose us. So in the beginning, you had me. In the end, you kind of sort of lost me. Also, the story could have been better, more interesting. It's supposed to be, like, a myth or legend, and myths and legends usually have, like, epic, you know, points to them. And this one, I didn't really understand the epicness behind the myth that I wanted to find. It was more just like okay, this is just a story, like maybe like a storybook. You want to add something, Cassie?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, before I add, first I'll agree. Well, the story didn't really catch my interest, although I don't think the point of it was for the story to catch our interest. It was like kind of like an Aesop fable, you know?
Yeah, like a kid's story.
Yeah, but I was more interested in the characters, you know.
I really enjoyed what she did with it. That's what made it entertaining. If anything, the style she went with and how she presented it was more entertaining than the actual story, which that is perfectly fine in my book.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, even now I'm like, oh yeah, I'm like, oh, the story was something about a rabbit. And then but what really like stuck out to me was like the little girl having to go pee.
the little annoying kid. And then I like the very end when she added guild dragons. Like, there's so many entertain us like things in here, and that just makes me really happy. I don't want to sound like biased, but like, if you include, here's a tip for the people who are making the finale, if you include, like, people's names from VH or, like, things on the show or something, that's, like, automatic, like, brownie points from me.
Yes. Yes, names like Cassie and Blackjack.
No, then they're going to say all this bad stuff. Okay.
Aww.
Anyway. Do you have something else to add?
I don't know if I made this clear, but I did like this.
Uh-huh.
To say that, just to make sure it's clear.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so, but that's it.
Good job, Miss Voice of Angel. All right. So, okay. We have to eliminate one person, because I want a two-person finale. I don't want a three-person finale. By the way, the finale is going to be really, really cool. I already told Cassie about it.
Awesome!
Yes.
So excited.
Let's pause this, and then we'll get back. All right. Okay, Cassie. This was tough.
It was so difficult.
This was tough. This was also scary. Having, you know, Druox, having him where he was, and then having Bright. Oh man, we really had to get into this, guys. Like we compiled a list. We re-listened to yours and everything. We really had to dissect it. Oh, I forgot to mention MVOAA. So, in case you haven't guessed, MVOAA won for both of us. We agreed on that. So, congrats. Miss Voice of an Angel, you are going to the finals.
Yay!
Yay. Druox and Bright Disaster, both of your things weren't too original. Cassie knew them both, and I think that might have hurt a little bit. That's probably why you guys didn't get first. Let's see. How do I want to do this? I don't know. You want to say anything? Help me out here.
Boy, 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 boy.
Don't say who's going to the finals yet.
I won't. I will say this. It's either going to be Druox or Bright Disaster. Ooh. I know, such a shock, right?
Yes. There's both good things and bad things about your guys' performance. Obviously.
Yes.
Whoever goes through should step it up. I'm just going to say who's going through.
Okay.
Okay, so. The person to go through to the finals is... Druox the Shredder. Druox is going through. But, Druox, don't celebrate because you almost got cut. You were very close.
So close.
So close to getting cut. What it basically came down to after re-listening to it is yours was a lot more entertaining than Bright's. Bright's was a bit too long, but Bright's wasn't bad at all. I mean, it was good, but we felt Druox had more of the style for this theme. Cassie mentioned that Bright, your translator voice, it started to fade out, and like we forgot about it, like while re-listening to it. When the point of this theme was supposed to be like the translator voice, or the fake voice is there, and then it's being translated, and yours was just kind of like a story. And for the story, it was a bit too long and not as entertaining as Druox's. So.
I miss you, Bright.
Thank you for submitting every episode and getting to the semifinals. Don't feel too bad. You're still going to get a badge. So the finale will be Druox and Miss Voice of an Angel. It'll be due in 2 weeks. It's going to be a three-part finale. I'm going to email you guys right away what it's going to do, what it's going to be about. I'm not going to say it over the recording. I'll keep up the suspense. But the finale is also going to be due on Saturday, not Sunday, because I'll probably need more than, an hour or so to record all three parts. And, yeah, your Sunday's my Monday, so actually it's going to be due on your Saturday, my Sunday. Okay?
Okie dokie.
I'll be better in the email. Thank you all for listening. Congrats again to the finalists.
Hey, congratulations.
And, yeah.
And, I have a plug.
I forgot.
Yes. Everyone, audition for season 2 of Positively Charged. There.
Do it.
Yes.
Because
it'll be awesome.
Yes, Bright needs more auditions. And come on, he just got through this whole show. That's awesome.
Do it for Bright and
yes.
me.
Do it
and
for
Nori.
Yes, and I think, didn't he have to cancel one of his shows because people didn't audition? Original competition?
Yes, the original competition.
Yes, so you got shame on you. You guys, now because of that, I want you to audition for Positively Charged Season 2.
This is an order.
Okay. We're done.
Yay.
All right.